先看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of the Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传第三章第十五节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 5.
十五节。
15 verse 15.
你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了，我们都是为这事做见证。
But put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead, in fact to which we are witnesses.
请我们特别注意生命的主。
Let's take note of the Prince of Life.
我们中文说主，在那个英文本里说 Prince.
The Lord of Life or the Prince of Life.
我们再看第五章第三十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 31.
特别注意叫他做君王。
Let's take note of the exalted to his right hand as a prince.
我们再看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们特别注意救他们的元帅。
Let's take note the the author of their salvation.
我们再看希伯来书第十二章第二节。
Hebrews 12.
我们特别注意创世成终的耶稣。
And let's take note the author and perfecter of faith.
我们刚才所念的这四段的圣经。
The four portions of scripture we have just read.
我们可看见说不但在我们中文的圣经里头，就是在英文圣经里面，这个译法只有不同的译法。
We can see that either in Chinese Bible or English Bible, there are four different descriptions.
有的时候说他乃是生命的主。
In some portion it says he is the Prince of Life or the Lord of Life.
有的时候在那里说他乃是君王。
He is the Prince.
有的时候说他是元帅。
Sometimes he is the author.
有的时候说他乃是创世的。
He is the author and profiter.
所以我们知道，这四处的地方有不同的翻译在那里。
And so we notice that in this four portion scripture, there are different descriptions of the Lord Jesus.
其实。这一个字在原文里头是同一个字。
But in the original, all these four descriptions are from the same root.
不管是翻他为主，翻他为君王，翻他为元帅，翻他为创始的，实在在原文里头都是一个字。
Whether his prince, his lord, or his author, or his perfecter in the original has the same word.
这一个字在原文里头就是用了四次。
And this.Original word was used four times in the scripture.
字在圣经的新约里头用了四次。
This word was used four times in the New Testament.
而这四次都是用在我们主的身上。
And these four times were all used on the person of the Lord Jesus.
那么这一个字究竟是什么意思呢？
What does this word really mean?
这个意思在原文里头乃是说他是领袖。
In the original, it means he is the leader.
但是他不但是领袖，他也实在是创世的。
He is not only the leader, but he is also the author.
他不但是站在领袖的地位上。
He's not only a leader.
他对于某一件事情，他也是一个创世的人。
In every matter, he is the originator or the author of it.
并且他也是那一个来完成的人。
And he's the one who perfects it.
所以这个字翻译的人觉得非常的困难。
And so the translator, they found this word extremely difficult.
如果光放他翻他为领袖的话
If they only translate him as our leader,
当然这是领袖。
And of course he is the leader.
不过这个领袖里面包括的意义啊还要广泛一点。
But this word leader has include other meanings or aspects of that in it.
他不但是领
He not only leads,
他也是创,
he is the author,
他也是来完成的人,
and he is the perfecter.
这一个就是我们的主耶稣。
This is our Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们在这里一同看属灵领袖的时候,
when we are here considering this matter of spiritual leadership,
我想我们在结束的时候, 我们不能不来看那一个完全的领袖。
So at this concluding session, we want to look at this perfect spiritual leader.
我们看见在这一个完全领袖的身上
We want to see this person the perfect spiritual leader in the Lord Jesus.
所有神对属灵领袖的每一个意念在他的身上是发表的完完全全
God's intention or thought for spiritual leader are to be seen in this person.
所以我们在最后的日子我们要来仰望我们的主耶稣。
So this last session, we are here to beholding the Lord.
我们知道希伯来十二章第二节那个仰望为我们创始成终的意思。
In Hebrew 12, this looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
如果要把它译得更准确一点。
If we want to read it more accurately,
我们在中文里头有一个很好的成语，就是妄断与嫉妒。
In Chinese, we have a good poetic term, means look off unto Jesus.
我们要妄断于基督。
We have to look off unto Jesus.
我们什么都不要看。
We will not look anything else.
我们要妄断。
We want to look away.
我们光是来看我们的耶稣。
We only look and behold him.
而我们这位耶稣基督乃是创始成终的耶稣。
And this the Lord Jesus we're looking at is the author and perfecter of our faith.
他才是神所兴起的那个完全的灵性。
And he is the true spiritual leader whom God has raised.
我们应当来看他，我们应当来听他。
We ought to behold him. We ought to listen to him.
我们应当来跟随他。
We ought to follow him.
我们知道神有他永远的旨意。
We know God has his eternal purpose.
我们的弟兄在晚上好几晚都给我们看见神那永远的旨意。
Our brother has used many evenings to show us God's eternal purpose.
我想这件事情对于我们基督徒来说乃是太基本太重要了。
And this matter, eternal purpose, is very basic, fundamental to all Christians.
我们必须在神面前看见神那永远的旨意是什么。
We must see what God's eternal purpose is.
如果我们不知道神那永远的旨意
If we do not know God's eternal purpose,
我们就没有办法明白神的工作。
Then we will never understand what God's work really is.
神究竟在那里做什么？
What is God doing there?
是不是神在某一个时期他做一件事？
Is God in every period that he's doing something?
他到了另外一个时期他就做另外的事情。
Another period he's doing something else?
是不是我们的神他有一个时候他往东走。
Is it the way the Lord at one period he facing east?
有一个时候他就换了方向往西去了。
And he changed the direction and go the other direction.
我们的神究竟他在地上做什么工？
What is the Lord doing on this earth today?
他的工作有没有一个中心？
Is there a center of all his works?
他的工作有没有一个方向？
Is a direction in all his works?
这一个我们就需要看见神永远。
And we need to see God's eternal purpose.
如果我们不看见神永远的旨意，
If we fail to see God's eternal purpose,
当我们在这里侍奉神的时候，
And while we are serving the Lord together,
你要看见我们就没有方向。
We will discover we have no direction.
我们是根据环境的需要而来工作。
And we are directed by the needs of the environment.
我们是受到外面的压力，我们来工作。
We are served because of the external pressure.
我们是随
And we serve according to our own judgment. If we do it this way, we don't know if the Lord does come before the throne of the Lord. Can our work last? And all the labors of our life, when it comes to day, it will be all burned up.
所以, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们在这里一同侍奉主的时候,
when we are serving the Lord together, we must know what God wants to do on this earth.
神那个永远的旨意是什么?
What is the eternal purpose of God?
因为神所有的工作都是根据他那
Because all God's work are all related to His eternal purpose.
神不像人一样,
God is not like man.
我们人在那里做事可以说常常是碰巧的,
when we do things sometimes it's just because there's the opportunity.
也可以说我们常常是不得已的,
and sometimes because we cannot help it.
但是我们的神做事不是这样,
but the way our Lord works is different.
我们的神他没有做事之前他先有一个旨意,
before he works he already has a plan.
因为我们的神是有旨意的神,
because our God is a God of purpose.
他所有的工作都是根据他那永远的旨意而做的,
and all His works are related to His eternal purpose. The scripture shows us very clearly. Oftentimes we say we like to know the will of the Lord. Should I go to such place? Should I do such work? And there are problems. I want to seek the Lord how to solve this problem. As though there are many purposes of God. On human affairs.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们看见在那许许多多有关的旨意的里面,
we see that in all these affairs we encounter,
神有一个那完全永远的旨意,
God has that eternal unchanging purpose.
这一个旨意乃是包括一切的,
this purpose includes all, everything.
在永世的里面神就定规了这个旨意,
an eternal past God already has purpose.
这个旨意不是神在那里创造天地的时候才设立的,
this purpose did not begin with Genesis when God created heaven and earth.
这个旨意也不因着人的堕落而在那里规定的,
this purpose did not came about because man failed.
这个旨意乃是在创世之前,
this purpose was purposed before an eternity past. Before creation, an eternal past, God has purpose. And because of the purpose, He is controlling everything. Until future eternity. What is this eternal purpose of God?
这个旨意的中心在哪里呢?
What is the center of this purpose?
我想我们可以很简单的这么说,
I think we can briefly say it this way.
神永远的旨意是集中在他儿子的身上,
we can say this way. God's eternal purpose is concentrated in His Son, the Lord Jesus.
神要他的儿子在万有上居首位,
God desires His Son to occupy the first place on all things. God wants His Son to inherit all things. God desired all things may be summed up in His Son. Because this, and so God prepared for him a helpmate.
神在那里为他预备一个教会。
So God prepared for him a church.
与这个儿子联合。
And to join to his son.
与他一同工作。
And to work together with him.
也他与他一同得着荣耀。
And to share the glory with him.
所以简单的说来， so, 这一个就是神那永远的旨意。
So in a way, this is God's purpose.
神那永远的旨意乃是基督。
God's eternal purpose is Christ.
而基督因着基督的缘故，教会与基督联合。
And it's because of Christ, church is to be fitted to him.
因为教会乃是与基督联合的缘故，所以也在神永远的旨意里面。
And because church is joined to Christ, therefore church is an eternal purpose God.
这一个乃是神那永远的旨意。
This is God's eternal purpose.
为着这个永远的旨意。
Because of this eternal purpose,
为着这个旨意的成就，
for this fulfillment of this purpose,
神就在那里寻找人来完成这个旨意。
God is seeking man to fulfill his purpose.
他就创造了一个亚当。
He created Adam.
但是我们看见这个亚当虽然是照着神的形象造的。
Even Adam was created in the image of God.
并且神就把那个权柄赐给他。
And God gave Adam the authority.
叫他能管理空中的飞鸟，地上的走兽，海里面的鱼。
And to rule over the fowls of the air and the fishes of the sea.
神要这个人来顺服他。
And God desired this man to obey him.
神要这个人来接受他的生命。
God desired this person to receive his life.
神要借着这个人把这个大地征服。
And God wants to God desired through this man to subdue the world.
神要借着这个人把仇敌和他的工作毁坏。
God desired through this man to destroy the work of the enemy.
神要借着这个人叫他永远的旨意能带进来。
Through this man, God wants to fulfill all his will.
那就是要他的儿子在万有上居首位。
That is to allow the Lord Jesus to have the place of preeminence.
借着这个人把万有都带。
And through this man, the Lord might sum up everything in him.
但是我们知道这个人失败了。
But we know this man failed.
这个人没有听从神的话。
This man failed to listen to God's voice.
这个人他不在那里寻求神的旨意。
This man did not seek God's will.
这个人在那里要完成他自己的意思。
This man desired only to satisfy his own will.
他不顾念到神的利益。
He was not concerned with God's interest.
他顾念到他自己的利益。
He only concerned his own interest.
当他在那里吃分别善恶果树果子的时候，
When he was eating the rich tree of knowledge good and evil,
他就是接受那个试探。
He was being tempted.
他不要神来做他的生命。
He refused to allow God to be his very life.
他不要因着顺服神来完成神的旨意。
He did not want to obey God in order to fulfill God's purpose.
叫神得着荣耀。
Allow God to get all the glory.
叫基督得着万有。
Allow the Lord Jesus to inherit all things.
他在那里受了试探。
He was tempted.
他想到他的自己。
He think of himself.
他要像神一样。
He want to be like God.
他要为着他自己的利益来思想。
Because he only think about his own interest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故，
Because of this
reason, 我们看见神在第一个人身上不能来完成他那永远的旨意。
Because of this way, God cannot fulfill his purpose in this first man.
但是感谢赞美神，
But thank God,
我们的神继续在那里工作。
Our God continues working.
我们知道他的工作只有一个。
We know he only has one work.
他还是在那里要向着他永远的旨意在那里工作。
And he's still working toward his purpose.
所以到日子满足的时候，
And in the fullness of time,
他就差遣他的儿子来到这个世界。
He sent his son into the world.
为女子所生，
Born of a virgin.
并且生在律法的底下。
And born under the law.
要把我们这一般的人从律法的咒诅里头拯救出来。
In order to deliver us from under the law, the curse of the law.
叫我们能得着儿子们的名分。
That we may have the sonship.
所以我们知道
we know
神在那里寻找人。
God is looking and seeking for man
来完成他永远的旨意，
to fulfill his eternal purpose。
但是第一个人亚当身上失败了，
but in the first man Adam he failed。
亚当他不顺服神，
becauseAdam disobeyed God.
我们不能说是神失败了。
We cannot say God has failed.
我们说人失败了。
We can say man failed.
但是感谢赞美神。
But thank God.
我们的神永远不失败。
Our God can never fail.
所以他就继续的工。
And therefore he continues to work.
只等到他得着了第二个人。
Until he obtained the second man.
我们知道。
We know
在创世纪里面
in the book of Genesis
给我们看见神创造了人
when after God created man
把管理的权柄赐给人
and give him the dominions over the earth
但是人失败了
but man failed
人所管理的那个大地啊就落在仇敌的手里
and the garden Eden that has, was captured by God's enemy
但是神没有改变他的旨意。
But God did not change his purpose.
因为过了差不多三千年之久。
And after 3,000 years,
我们看见在诗篇第八篇里头。
We can see in Psalms 8.
大卫他有先知的灵。
David has a prophetic spirit.
他在那里写第八篇的时候。
And when he was writing Psalm 8,
他在那里说了。
And he was saying,
人算什么？
What is man?
你已经顾念他。
Thou dost mindful of him.
世人算什么？
What is man?
你已经纪念他。
Thou dost visit him.
你把他造得比天使小一点。
And you made him lower than angel.
但是你就给你珍贵荣耀给他做冠冕。
But you crown him with glory and honor.
你叫他管理空中的鸟，地上
And you give dominion to rule over the fowls of the earth, the air and the beasts on the earth and the fishes under the sea.
换一句话说,
Another word.
亚当虽然失败了,
even Adam failed.
神的旨意还是没有改变。
God's purpose still unchanging.
所以在预言的话语的里面,
So in the prophetic word.
神对于人的旨意没有改变。
God's thought toward man never changed.
感谢赞美神。
Thank God.
又过了一千年之久
100,000 years.
我们看见第二个人基督来了
And we see the second man Christ was born to you.
那么这一个人
This man
在希伯来书第二章里面
In Hebrews 2
就看见说这些预言的话都应验在他的身上。
We see all the prophetic words are all fulfilled in him.
希伯来第二章说，我们唯独看见耶稣。
And Hebrews says we see this Lord Jesus.
虽然他是比天使小一点。
Even though he's lower than the angel.
但是神以尊贵荣耀给他做冠冕。
But God crowned him with glory and honor.
他为着我们受了痛苦。
And he suffered for us.
他为着我们
And he died for us.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见
We see
神那永远的旨意
God's eternal purpose
虽然在亚当身上不能通行
Even though it cannot be carried out in Adam
但是在基督的身上就完成了
But in the Lord Jesus it was all fulfilled
神在地上找不到一个人
God cannot find a man on this earth
能被他使用来带进他永远的旨意
that can be used by him to bring glory to him
所以神就差遣他独生的儿子到地上来做人
and so God sent his only begotten son to come to this world to be a man
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们的主耶稣来到这个世界做人
when the Lord Jesus came to be a man on this earth
并不是他自己说我要到世界上来
It's not out of his own initiative that he came to this world.
圣经告诉我们说，神差遣他到世界上。
The scripture said he was sent to the world.
因为我们知道属灵的领袖都不是由于人或者借着人。
And we know that spiritual leadership is not up to man or through the agency of man.
我们知道属灵的领袖乃是神主宰的拣选。
Spiritual leadership is this matter of God's sovereignty.
所以在我们主耶稣基督的身上。
So in the Lord Jesus. It was God who sent him to the world. On the other way we look at it, when the Father has this thought in his heart, we can only describe this on a human term. In eternity past, the Father has such a desire because he loved his Son. He wants to give all things to his Son. He wants his Son to occupy the first place. God has his thought. Because our God has no past and no future. Because as far as God is concerned, everything is present. Because he is omnipotent. So when he has this desire, he can see, in order to carry this thought out, he will face many obstacles. Not only the angel that he created will fail, even the man created will also fail. There are many obstacles in the way of his purpose. Using human words, so when God was contemplating this matter, how can I overcome all these difficulties? How can I allow my will to be fulfilled? And now the God the Son told the Father, he said, Father, if that is your will, I'll be with you. I want your will to be fulfilled. If there any obstacle, I want to be sent. I want to come to this world to work for you. I come to fulfill your will. Allow your will to be to work out.
那我们用人的话来说了,
on the human world, so when the Son responded this way, and God the Spirit said, if you're willing to go into the world to fulfill God's purpose, I will be your energy. I'll be here to work for you. And so we can see in the Godhead, the three persons all agree. Of course, this is the way we because our God is a triune God. He doesn't need a committee to discuss this matter. So the moment the Father has desired, God, the Son was willing. And so when the Son was willing, the Spirit fulfills it. But we see at least one thing. When the Lord Jesus came to this world, he came not because of his own initiative. Even though he was willing to offer himself up to the Father. But when he came to this world, he was sent. The scripture, God so loved the world. He sent his only begotten Son into the world. And so God's Son was given to the world. And was also sent by the Father. It was God's sovereignty does it. But in the person of the Lord Jesus, we see how he responded to God's will. In the book of Philippians
2,
I feel the words in Philippians 2 are glorious. We see the heart of Christ. We see that he, even though he was ego with God, he think of something that he ought to grasp.
因为这本来就是属于他的。
Because the glory was his originally.
他是神的儿子。
He was God's son.
他就是神。
He is God.
他与神是一。
And he was equal with God.
所以他与神同等，并不是强夺的。
So he, when he was with God, it was not something that he grasped.
但是我们在这里。
What we see here,
看见他为着要成全神那永远的旨意
in order to fulfill God's eternal purpose,
他愿意倒空他自己
he emptied himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果你里面是空的
if you are empty,
你就没有办法再倒空了
because you cannot be empty any further.
因为你没有东西可以倒
because there's nothing else to be filled out.
如果你里面很满
if you're full,
那你能倒出很多来
then you can empty, empty out many things.
我们的主耶稣是神荣耀
Our Lord Jesus is God's glorious Son. In within Him there is fullness. He's full of glory and majesty. He's full of power and authority. And He is there worshipping by the
angels.
And He sits at the right hand of the Father. In order to fulfill God's eternal purpose, He emptied himself.
当然我们的主耶稣没有办法把他的神格都倒了。
Of course, God cannot empty his deity.
因为他永远是谁。
Because he is eternally God.
但是他把一切与神格有关系的那一些的荣耀尊贵都倒空了。
But he emptied himself all that is related to the Godhead.
他就取上了个奴仆的形状
and he took up the form of a slave
他就取了一个人的样式
and he came to be like one of us
他就存心顺服
and he humbled himself
以至于死
until death
天使在十字架的上面
and even the death on the cross
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
在这里我们看见神找到了一个人
here we see God found that person
这个人就是那道成肉身的耶稣
this man is the incarnate God
这个人是愿意倒空他自己
this man was the one who was willing to empty himself
这个人的心向着神是绝对的
this man's heartHas an absolute heart toward the Lord.
这个人他来到世界
This man, when he came to the world,
他不是要受人的服侍
he was not here to be served by man.
他乃是要来服侍人
and he came to serve others.
并且要舍命做多人的赎价
and even give up his life as a ransom for many.
这个就是属灵领袖的观念
This is the spiritual leader's standard.
所以我们的主差对他的门徒说
And so when the Lord sent his disciples,
在世界上有君王治理他们
He said, in the world you have rulers lord over you.
在世界上伟大的高高在上在那里管辖
And those in authority, they control and they rule over you.
但是你们中间不是这样
But among you, there is no such a thing.
神对于属灵领袖的观念
God's conception of spiritual leadership.
那是说，你如果要伟大，你就要做众人的仆人。
If you desire to be great, you must be servant to all.
你如果要为首。
If you want to be first,
你必定要做众人的奴仆。
You must be a slave to all.
为什么原因呢
？Why?
因为人子了。
Because the Son of Man came.
主在那里给我们看见属灵的领袖神的观念。
So in Him we see God's thought regarding spiritual leadership.
是怎么样的观念呢
？What kind of conception?
我是神所差遣的领袖。
We are God's chosen.
主是神所差遣的领袖
The Lord is the chosen leader of God
但是这个领袖他到世界上来
When he came to the world
他不是要受人的服侍
He was not here to be served by man
他乃是要来服侍人
He came to serve
并且他要舍命做多人的赎价
And give his life as a ransom for many
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们在主耶稣的身上
And the Lord Jesus,
就看见了真正属灵的领袖。
We see in Him true spiritual leadership.
真正属灵的领袖乃是怎样的
？True spiritual leadership is like Him.
我们的主耶稣来到这个世界。
When He came to this world,
有一件事非常的稀奇。
One thing that is very interesting.
我们知道第一个人亚当。
The first man, Adam,
当他被创造出来的时候
after he was created,
他就是一个成人
he was a grown-up person.
他没有经过那个孩小孩子的阶段。
He never gone through a childhood life.
他也没有经过少年人的阶段。
He never gone through adolescent.
一从神的手里一创造出来，就是一个成人。
The moment he was created, he was a full grown-up man.
但是这个成人，神要他学一个功课。
But this full grown-up man, God wants him to learn a lesson.
神要他学顺服的功课。
God wants him to learn the lesson of obedience.
那个唯一的功课，他就没有学好。
But that one lesson he failed.
但是我们看见主耶稣的降生不是这样。
But we see the birth of the Lord Jesus.
神可以把他的儿子差到世界上来，一来就是三十岁。
God can send his son to this world, and the moment he arrived here, he will be 30 years old.
他就可以开始工作了。
He can begin his ministry.
但是不是。
But not so.
到神差那属灵的领袖到世界上来的时候
，So when God sent His spiritual leader into the world，
我们看见他生在马槽里一个婴孩
，And we saw him; he was born in a manger。
他要从婴孩渐渐地长大
，And he has to grow up from babyhood。
我们如果看路加福音的话
，If you look into the Gospel of Luke，
我们看见说他从婴孩慢慢地长大
，You can see that he was growing up slowly, growing up。
他的身量就长大了
，And he matured.
在这个身量方面他长大。
Yes, in his stature he grows.
你知道一个小孩子，我们就看他一天一天身量长大。
So we can see that the stature of a baby they grow bigger and bigger.
知识也增加了。
And also there's an increase of knowledge.
同时神的恩典在他身上也是增加。
And also the grace of God also came upon him.
所以我们的主的灵魂身体，我们看见很平均的在那里长大。
And so we can see the spirit, soul, and body of the Lord Jesus, they grew up in a very balanced way.
当他到了12岁的时候
，at the age of 12,
他就被立为律法之子。
And he became the son of the law.
可以说他里面知道他与父的关系。
He knew his relationship to the Father.
他应当完全来服侍神。
He ought to serve his father.
所以当他的父母带他到耶路撒冷过去的时候
，And so his parents brought him to Jerusalem.
虽然他们回家了，他留在耶路撒冷的圣殿。
And on their way home, he still stay back at Jerusalem.
因为他觉得说他应当以侍奉神为念。
And he thought he ought to go about his father's business.
他地上的父母找到他，三天后找到他的时候
，And after 3 days, his parents they could not find him.
他母亲说孩子你为什么这样对待我们
And the mother said Son why you grieve us this way
你叫我们这样的担心
You grieve our hearts
主耶稣说
The Lord Jesus said
你岂不知道我应当与我父的事为念吗
No you would not that I ought to mind my father's business
虽然这样
Even this way
他还是因为只有12岁
And he was only 12 years old
他还没有一个长大的成人
He was not a full grown up person
所以他回到他地上父母的家里顺服他
And so he went to his earthly parents home and learned the lesson of obedience
一直到他30岁
Until the age 30
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
路加就说了
Luke tells us
他在那个时候他的智慧就增长
And he tells us that his wisdom and knowledge increased
他的身量当然也长
And his stature was also growing
神与人喜悦他的心也加增
And God was pleased and man was pleased with him
我们的主耶稣虽然是被神差来做属灵的领袖
Even the Lord Jesus was sent to accomplish a spiritual work
但是他并不是一到地上就做领袖
He did not come instantly to become a leader
他是被拣选做领袖
He was chosen to be a leader
他是被差遣做领袖
He was sent to be a leader
但是在神的旨意里面他从小孩子长到孩童然后一直长到成人
So in God's thought he has to came to be a baby and go through his childhood development to be a full grown up man
他需要在地上慢慢地长大
He needs to grow up in this world
他需要学习人所应当学习的各种各样的功课
He has to learn all the lessons that human beings needs to learn
他不单是个可爱的小 baby
he was not only a lovely baby
他也是一个顺服的青年人
He was also an obedient youth
虽然他没有上过学校
even though he never had any formal education
因为那个时候所谓的学校啊就是拉比学校
in those days the school is the school for the rabbi
你记得当我们主耶稣出来传道的时候
so when the Lord Jesus began his public ministry
在约翰福音第七章里面
John 7
人在那里说这个人没有学过
and people said he is an educated person
他怎么知道这些事呢
and how does he know all these things
意思就是说
in other words,
他没有进过拉比学校
That means he never gone to the school for the rabbi
他怎么能懂得神的事呢
How can he understand God's things
但是我们的主说
But the Lord says
我的话不是出于我自己
He said my words are not out of myself
我的话乃是出于神
My words are from God
人如果认识神的话
If you know God
就知道我所说的话是出于神的
Then you know my words are from God
他在哪里学的呢
Where did he learn all this?
当他长大的时候
When he grew up,
他不是长大在耶路撒冷
he did not grow up in Jerusalem
耶路撒冷有拉比学校
In Jerusalem there is school for the rabbi
也有很大的拉比在那里
And there are professors of Judaism
我们的主是长在拿撒勒不毛之地
Our Lord was grew up in the town of Nazareth
在那里是一个很乡僻的一个山地
It is a rural place
我们的主从来没有到拉比学校去过
Our Lord never gone through school for the rabbi
但是从他12岁一直到30岁
But from 12 until the age 30
圣经里头没有告诉我们那一段的历史
The scripture did not tell us what happened during this period
那一段的历史是太神圣
This period was too sacred
在那一段的时间我们的主在哪里学习
During that period our Lord learned
虽然他是神所差来做领袖
Even though he was sent by God to be a leader
但是他需要在神的学校里头学习
But he has to learn in the school of God
他在外他是照旧在那里做一个人
Outwardly he was still a human being
他在那里顺服他的父母
And he was there listening to their parents
他在那里学一个手艺
And he was there learning a vocation
他在那里做了一个木匠
And he was there as a carpenter
但是在那些的年间
But in those years
他知道是神在他身上有使命
He knew that God has a mission in his life
他就在暗中与神相交
So in the secret place he fellowship and commune with God
在那里学习一切属灵的学习
And he learned all the spiritual lessons
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
所以一个被神寻找出来做领袖的人
A person who is chosen by God
不要以为说因为神寻找你所以你就可以全时间了
Do not think the ones God has chosen you so you should go full time
实在说来如果神真是寻找你的话
If God really has chosen you
你就需要花许多的年日在神的学校里头来学习
You have to spend much much time in the school of Christ and learn
of him 我们的主需要30年的功夫
Our Lord needs 30 years of learning
摩西需要40年在旷野的里面
Moses needed 40 years to learn
我不是说我们必须要30年40年之后
I do not mean literally you have to spend 30 years or 40 years to learn
但是我曾记得在前面的弟兄有过这样的话
But what I remember some of the more advanced brothers they say it this way
他说一个人如果受神的对付
If you've been dealt by the Lord
而向神忠心
And was faithful to the Lord
有了34年的经历
With 30 years experience
这个人就开始在神手里有用
Then you can be of useful in God's hand
这个给我们看一个什么原则呢
We see one principle
许多的时候我们以为说神拣选我
So oftentimes we thought God has chosen me
我马上就可以出来领导别人
And so immediately I went out as a leader
如果这样的话
if that is the case,
我们就会像摩西头四十年
and will be like Moses first 40 years
不错我们有地上的学问
yes we do have some knowledge
也许我们很有魄力
even though we have the zeal
也许我们对事故很深
even though we have deep knowledge about things
也许我们天然有口才
even though we have a natural eloquence
也许我们有能动人的那个人格
and even though we have a charismatic personality
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters
如果我们这样
If we go out the way we are,
我们用什么来侍奉神？
Why can we, how can we serve God?
我们就用我们天然的一切来侍奉神。
We can only use our natural resource to serve.
这样越侍奉神，越不得不到侍奉。
And the more we serve, God cannot be served that way.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
因此我们要在这里看见。
Therefore, we need to see
神所拣选的属灵领袖
the vessel that's chosen by God.
一面是他主宰的拣选
it is a matter of sovereignty.
但是另外一面
On the other hand,
这个蒙拣选的人
this person that was chosen,
他需要把自己摆在神的手里
he must give himself totally over to God,
愿意接受十字架的对付
willing to receive the work of the cross,
经过死而复活的经历
and go through death and resurrection,
叫他完全不依靠自己
so that he will not rely on himself,
叫他对神有认识
so that he will know the Lord.
他认识神。
He knows God.
他完全依靠神。
He rely on him completely.
对他自己来说。
Of himself,
他是一个不能的人。
He is a man of nothing.
但是就做神来说。
As far as God's concerned,
因为神与他同在。
Because God is with him.
信的人凡事都能做。
Those who have faith believe all things possible.
我们看到我们的主耶稣。
We see in the Lord Jesus.
当他出来工作的时候。
When he came out to serve.
他是光景什么样的光景呢
？What kind of condition was he in?
我们的主耶稣。
The Lord Jesus.
他是一个有意象的人。
He is a man of vision.
我们的主知道他在地上来是为做什么
？The Lord knew what he came here for.
是不是呢？
What?
Is 我们的主乃是有意向的人。
The Lord is a person who had the vision.
他知道父的旨意是什么。
He knew the purpose of God.
他在这个世界上。
He on this earth.
虽然有许多的工作。
There are many works to be done.
但是他不是为工作而工作。
He does not work for work's sake.
虽然有许多的需要。
Even though there are many needs.
他不是为着应付需要而工作。
He's not merely All the labors on this earth is all for the purpose of God.
所以圣经怎么说呢
So the scripture tells us.
在诗篇四十篇里面。
And Psalm 44.
在那预言这个神的仆人。
There is a prophetic word about this servant of the Lord.
他说神啊。
Is it God?
燔祭和赎罪祭是你所不喜悦。
It is sacrifice and offerings you do not desire.
你为我预备了一个身体。
You prepare for me a body.
有的一些本里头说你开通我的耳朵。
Or some versions say you open up my ear.
我来了。
I came.
要遵循你的旨意。
To do your will.
因为我以你的律法为我的喜悦。
Because I desire your law to your law is my pleasure.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的主耶稣在地上就是为着来成全神的旨意。
Oh, the Lord Jesus came in order to fulfill the will of the Father.
他知道神的旨意是什么。
He knows what God's will is.
所以他就面向。十字架
And so he faced the cross.
他一生的道路乃是十字架的道路。
And his way is the way of the cross.
他生下来就是为着死。
And he was born to die.
所以当他受洗的时候
So when he was being baptized,
他就有圣灵像鸽子一样降在他的身上。
And the spirit came down as a dove upon him.
像我们的弟兄昨天晚上所说的
As our brother shared last evening.
乃是一个祭物。
It is an offering.
不是那些鸽子或者牛羊。
It's not the dove or the lamb.
他一开始工作的时候
The moment he began his work.
他就把自己献上当作一个祭物。
He offered himself as a living sacrifice.
因为他知道这一个是神的旨意
Because he knew this was God's will
为着神旨意的成就
For God's purpose sake
他就不顾一切
He disregard all others
他一直顺服一直死在十字架的上面
And he's obey until the cross
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们的主对他自己的道路是清楚的
The Lord Jesus was very clear as to his way. He knows what he was doing. He knew why he does this and does that. He has a direction before him.
实在说了,
strictly speaking, the direction or the goal is not the cross. The goal or direction is God's purpose.
所以有的人在哪里稀奇?
So sometimes people wonder,
如果主知道他来做什么,
if God knew what he was doing,
好像他是很知道,
as though he knew what he was doing,
他来就是为定十字架,
when he came, he knew he was going to die on the cross.
为说来成功救赎,
to fulfill redemption.
为什么在克西马尼园里头,
why in the Garden of Gethsemane?
他在那里祷告,
why he prayed?
父啊,
Father,
如果愿意,
If you can,
叫这个杯离开我,
you can remove this cup from me.
不要照我的意思,
not my will,
要照你的意思,
but your will.
这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
是不是他怕十字架呢?
Is it he was afraid of the cross?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是一个奥秘,
this is a mystery.
但是最少在这里给我们看见,
but we see at least one thing.
虽然我们的主,
even our Lord,
他来是为做定十字架,
he came in order to die on the cross.
但是十字架,
but cross is not his goal.
父的旨意是他的目的,
the Father's will, what is his objective? If the will of the Father would desire for him to drink the cup, if this is a bitter cup, he'll drink it. He had no first self-will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们有的时候误会了,
sometimes we misunderstand.
哎呀,我们觉得我们很爱主,
we think we love the Lord.
因为我们爱主, 我们要爱十字架,
because we love the Lord, we love the cross.
所以我们就到处去找十字架,
so we look for crosses everywhere.
好像十字架不够多,
so there are only a few crosses around.
我们就在那里去制造十字架,
and so we create crosses for ourselves.
我们在那里,
and we plea others to find crosses for us.
So we said
we love the cross.
我爱十字架就是爱主,
we love the cross means we love the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
有许多并不是十字架,
there are many things on that cross.
我们的目的不是十字架,
our object is not the cross.
是神的旨意,
our object is God's will.
如果神的旨意要我喝父杯,
if God's will desire that I drink the cup, I will not refuse from drinking.
如果神的旨意要我喝苦杯,
if the Lord's will is for me to drink this cup, I will drink it willingly.
这样才没有自己,
this means selfless life.
没有自己的拣选,
self, no self-will,
乃是为做成全神的旨意,
only for the will of God.
所以我们看见我们的主耶稣,
so we see the Lord Jesus,
他看清楚他前面的道路,
he see very clearly what is ahead of him.
这是十字架的道路,
this is the way of the cross,
因为这是神的旨意,
because this is God's will.
借着十字架,
through the cross,
神那永远的旨意可以成就,
God's eternal purpose was fulfilled.
所以我们的主甘心愿意的来接受,
and so our Lord Jesus drink that cup willingly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看我们的主在地上,
we see the Lord Jesus on
earth.
He was under the discipline of God's hand.
他说,
he said,
我凭着自己,
out of myself,
我不能说什么,
I cannot say
我说,
what I say,
因为我听见我的父说,
because I heard from the Father.
我凭着自己不能做什么,
up to myself I can do nothing.
我做, 因为我父在我里面做,
what I doing through me.
他说,
he said,
他对他, 肉身的弟兄说,
he told his brethren in the flesh,
你们的时间是你们的,
your time is in your hand,
是方便,
it's very easy.
我的时间还没有到,
but my time has not yet come.
因为我的时间不属于我,
because my time does not belong to me.
我的时间是属于我的父,
my time is in the Father's hand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
有哪一个人在地上受管制, 过于我们的主在地上所受的管制?
Who was more disciplined on this earth by God than the Lord Jesus?
他凭着自己什么都不能做,
according to himself he can do nothing,
也不能讲什么,
he cannot say anything.
他真不能做吗?
Can he do something?
他能行神迹奇事,
he can do wonders.
他不能讲吗?
Can he speak?
他能讲登山报讯,
and he can
登山报讯, Sermon on the Mount.
He can tell servants on the Mount.
他是勇士的主,
He is the eternal Son of God.
他没有时间吗？
Does he have time?
时间是属于他的。
All the times in his hand.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们的主在地上的时候受严格的管制。
Our Lord received strict discipline.
他甘心愿意。
He willingly allowed.
在父灵的底下。
He willingly submit himself to the hand of the Father.
所以他说。
So he said.
你们要背负我的轭。
You have to take up my yoke.
要学我的样子。
Learn of me.
因为我的心里柔和谦卑。
Because I'm meek and lowly.
这样你们的魂里面就得着了。
And you'll find rest unto your soul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
许多的时候。
Many times.
我们在侍奉的上面。
In this matter of service.
我们在工作的上面。
In this matter of work.
我们里面没有安息。
We have no rest.
越工作越失去安息。
The more we work, the restless we are.
因为什么原因
？Why?
因为我们没有伏在。
Because we are not under his yoke.
我们并不是在这里遵行神的旨意。
We are not there doing God's will.
我们在哪里做我们自己的工。
We are there doing our own work.
所以我们里面没有安息。
So we are restless within.
如果我们真是以父的旨意做我们的轭。
If we allow the will of the Father to be the yoke.
我们要看见我们的主怎样柔和谦卑。
Then we'll see how lowly and meek our Lord is.
他对于父的旨意完全没有反抗。
He submit himself totally to the Father's will.
他喜悦父的旨意。
He loves Father's will.
虽然在轭的底下
，put it under his neck.
虽然在那里，在那里背负这个犁头。
Even though he was there, under this burden.
好像在那里耕这个田地。
As though he was plowing the field.
但是他甘心乐意。
But he did it willingly.
只要父得着荣耀。
As long as the Father gets the glory.
他就心满意足了。
He said, I'm satisfied.
我们不是这样。
We are not that way.
我们在那里做工的时候。
When we do the work.
我们盼望我们的工作发达。
We want to see our work expand.
我们盼望我们的工作有效。
We want to see our work has results.
我们巴不得像彼得一样一讲就三千人。
So we desire like Peter once we speak 3,000.
这样就不必天天开口了。
So we don't need to speak every day.
只要一开口就是三千人。
So once we open the mouth 3,000.
有的人说如果我开口没有三千人我就永远不开口。
So some people say once I open my mouth nobody said I will never open my mouth again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们为着工作在哪里愁绪
So we labor because we work and work and work.
为什么
Why?
因为我们是在那里做我们的工作。
Because we are doing our own work.
我们是替神做工。
Because we are working for God.
我们是为着自己而做工。
And we work for ourselves.
如果今天我们能付足定额的话
But if we can take the yoke of the Lord, his yoke is easy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看我们的主是受多么的管制。
Look at the Lord; he was under such strict discipline.
我们的主在世界上的时候
when he was on the earth,
他是勇敢。
He was courageous.
没有一个人比我们的主更勇敢。
There's no man more courageous than the Lord Jesus.
虽然他是谦卑
even though he was humble
连小孩子都可以亲近他
even little ones can come to him
但是我们的主
but our Lord
他是何等满有那个勇气
but he's full of courage
虽然他明知道耶路撒冷有患难
he knew that there will be suffering for him in Jerusalem
圣经说
The scripture says,
面对耶路撒冷而去
He faced Jerusalem and went.
甚至他的门徒都惊奇起来
And even the disciples wondering.
你明知道耶路撒冷有危险
You knew there's danger ahead.
你怎么在那里往哪里去呢
Why you keep going in that direction?
我们的主
Our Lord.
被警告
He warned.
说希律要杀你
He said, Herod wants to kill you.
我们的主人怎么说
What the Lord say?
你们告诉那个狐狸
He said, tell the fox.
一个先知
A prophet.
不能在耶路撒冷城外死的
He cannot die outside of Jerusalem.
我今天有我应当做的事
What I have to do today.
我明天有我应当做的事
And the things I have to do tomorrow.
后天我的事情做完了
And then when my work was done.
我的时候就到了
My time has come.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主是满了勇敢。
The Lord is full of courage.
当我们的主在那里受审判的时候
When he was being judged.
他彰显他那个勇敢。
He displayed his courage.
你知道就被审判的时候他不为自己说一句话。
So when he was under judgment, he did not open his mouth.
这个是勇敢。
That's courage.
如果今天我们被人稍微误会一点，
and sometimes if we're understood by anyone,
那我们赶快要开口解说了。
So the moment we defend ourselves,
又不是这个样子的。
No, not this way.
你完全误会了。
You've misunderstood me.
我们完就来为自己辩护。
We defend ourselves.
但是我们的主。
But our Lord.
当人在那里诬告他的时候。
So when people accusing him.
虽然这些都不是真的。
And they're all grounded.
并且如果他不为自己分辨的话。
And because he cannot defend for himself.
他可以因此而被定罪。
Because that he was crucified.
但是我们的主在那里一声不吭。
But he did not say one word.
甚至于审判那里比拉多就觉得稀奇。
And even Pilate was very curious.
你知道不说话有的时候。那是彰显最大的勇气。
You know, sometimes silence display great courage.
许多的时候，我们没有这个勇气不说话。
Sometimes we don't have this courage not to speak.
但是我们的主耶稣在那里一言不语。
But our Lord uttered not one word.
我们的主是满了勇气的。
He was full of courage.
但是他是何等的谦卑。
But he was also very humble.
你不能看见一个人比我们的主更谦卑。
You cannot see a man more humble than Lord Jesus.
虽然他是神的儿子到地上来做人。
Even though he was a son of man came to this world.
但是他甘心乐意做众人的仆人。
But he was willing to be a servant.
当他离开世界之前，
before he left this world,
在约翰十三章里面，
John 13,
我们看见他替他的门徒洗脚。
He washed the disciples' feet.
你知道洗脚在犹太的这个风俗的里面。
You know this custom of washing feet?
乃是一个小的侍女的工作。
It is the work of a maid.
当客人到你家里来的时候，
when you have guests come to your house,
这个小侍女就在门口替客人洗洗脚。
So this little maid was washed the guests' feet.
因为他们没有柏油的马路。
Because they have dusty trails.
他们的路都是泥土的路。
They are all dusty trails.
他们也不像我们穿皮鞋的。
And they are not like we have shoes.
他们是穿那个 sandal, 那个拖鞋的。
Yeah, they wear sandals.
所以他从外面进来的时候，脚上就满了尘土。
So when they came in, their feet are full of dirt.
他们吃饭也不是坐在那里吃饭的。
And when they eat feasting, they are not like we sitting.
如果坐在那里，脚就是在桌子底下看不见。
Because if you're sitting on a chair, your feet underneath the chair.
他们吃饭是这样长，横卧着吃饭。
So when they eat, they recline.
所以脚都是伸在外面。
And so the feet were sticking up the other side.
不但是如果肮脏的话，不好看。
Of course, when it's dirty, it's not very, very pleasant to look at.
并且如果你的脚肮脏的话，全身就都不舒服。
And if your feet is dirty, your whole being feel uncomfortable.
那你在那里享受筵席的时候，真是美中不足。
And so when you enjoy the feast, you don't feel really comfortable.
所以你看见犹太人的习惯，所有的客人来的时候，第一件事要替客人洗。
And so it's the custom that when the guests came in first, they have to wash their feet.
那一天，我们的主要教导他的门徒谦卑的功。
And that time, the Lord was going to teach the disciple the lesson of humility.
所以我想我们的主故意与那个主人商量好了。
I think the Lord collaborated with the host.
叫他说你样样都预备，侍女不要。
But he said, you prepare everything, but do not prepare a maid.
所以当门徒来的时候。
So when the disciples came.
水在那里，水已经在那里。
Oh, the water was there.
盆也在那里。
The basin was there.
毛巾也在那里。
The towel was there.
但是没有侍女。
But there's no maid.
那么你看看我，我看看你。
So you look at me, I look at you.
看看自己的脚。
We look at our own feet.
摇摇头。
We shake our hands.
就只好到座位上去。
So we all recline.
我想我们的主就在旁边看。
The Lord was looking.
没有一个人。
Nobody.
愿意起来。
Nobody was willing to move.
替他的同伴洗脚。
And to wash their companion's feet.
我们的主就起来。
The Lord rose up.
把衣服脱了。
He took off his coat.
把毛巾缩在腰间。
He tied his towel.
把水倒在盆里。
And he put water in the basin.
他替门徒洗。
And he washed their feet.
亲爱的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters.
有什么人谦卑像这样？
Is any person more humble than the Lord?
主说我是你们的主。
The Lord said, I'm your Lord.
我是你们的先生。
I'm your master.
但是我为你们洗。
But I wash your feet.
你们也要彼此。
You all to wash each other.
主在那里教导他们一个谦卑的。
The Lord was teaching them the lesson of humility.
怎么能谦卑呢？
How can we be humble?
如果里面没有爱的话。
If there's no love.
那你谦卑不下来。
You can never be humble.
如果你里面真有爱的话。
If they have love.
谦卑就很自然。
Humility is natural.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
没有爱。
No love.
不是谦卑。
That's not humility.
那是驼背。
That is
Hunchback.
Hunchback.
只有有爱。
When you love, when
it's
love,
真的情,
then that is humility.
我们的主, 他不但是那样谦卑,
Our Lord is very humble.
我们看见他是忙了人啊,
and he's also full of love.
我常常心里觉得,
I always feel
我们的主的忍耐实在是忍耐,
Our Lord's patience is real patience.
你看,
You see,
他这12个门徒,
all these 12,
与他在一起,
they were together
有3年之久,
for 3.5 years.
主一直在那里教导他们,
he taught them.
他们不明白,
they couldn't understand.
他们不明白,
they couldn't understand.
一直到最后那一天晚上,
until that last evening,
他们还是不明白,
they still did not understand.
但是我们的主并不丢弃他们,
but our Lord did not forsake them.
他还是忍耐着的, he's在那里教导,
he still endured and he still teaches them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们不知道我们的主对于我们是多忍耐,
we do not know how the Lord has been very patient with us.
如果稍微不忍耐一点,
if he is not that patient with us,
恐怕我们这些的人都被丢弃,
we are all perished.
我们今天还能在这里,
we are still here today,
因着他无限量的忍耐,
because he's unlimited.
所有领袖应当有的条件,
so one of the conditions for spiritual leadership,
我们看见在主的身上是有完全的掌握,
so we see they are all manifest in the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主他不但是自己能做领袖,
our Lord not only is a leader,
他并且能训练人来做领袖,
he can also train others into leadership.
一个真正的领袖,
a real leader,
不但自己能做事,
if he can, not only he can do things,
他能带领别人来做事,
he can also bring others to do it with him.
如果光是你自己会做事,
if you are the only one that's doing the work,
那么等你过去, 事情也完了,
so when you're gone, it's all gone.
如果你能训练别人, 带领别人一同来做事,
and if you can help others and assist us to work with you,
那我们就可见看见这个见证的火把就一代传一代,
and we can see the testimony of the torch can be passed on from generation to generation.
所以我们看见我们的主在世界上的时候,
so when we see the Lord Jesus when he was on earth,
他不但自己是一个能做的人,
he was not only a person who can do things,
他也是一个能训练他们徒,
he was also the one who can train others to do it.
当他升天之后,
after his resurrection,
他所训练的12个门徒,
all those 12,
就变了那一个第二代的领袖,
they become the second generation leaders.
虽然这12个人都不像样,
but they are all, even though those 12 are not much anything,
但是在他的手里就成了,
but because they were in his hand, they became useful vessels.
这一个就是领袖的才干,
this is the ability of a leader.
一个真正能做领袖的人,
if a person who can be a leader,
他不但自己能做,
he not only can do himself,
他带领人来做,
he can also bring others to do it with him.
在我们主的身上就很清楚,
in the Lord Jesus we can see clearly.
当然我们的主所说的代价也是没有人能出的代价,
the cost he paid is nobody, no one else can pay.
他不但告诉他的门徒说你们要舍弃你们的生命,
and he not only tells you, you must forsake your own life,
他自己就做了榜样,
but he became the example.
他舍弃他自己的生命,
he gave himself up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主应着摆在前面的喜乐,
because the joy is set before him,
他就轻看羞辱,
he despised shame,
忍受十字架的苦,
endure the cross,
就坐在神,
and he sits at the right hand of the Father.
前面的喜乐是什么?
What is the joy that sits ahead at, in front of him?
前面的喜乐,
the joy that sits ahead of him,
就是父的满足,
is the Father satisfied.
如果父的心满足了,
if the Father's heart is satisfied,
这一个就是他的心,
that is his joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这一个就是做领袖人所得着的,
this is what the leader received.
一个做领袖的人,
a leader,
当然在地上,
on this earth,
不但要牺牲他自己,
you have to sacrifice yourself,
他要被许多人批评,
and you may be criticized and rejected by many,
他也要成了一个很孤单的人,
and you may become a very lonely person.
我们看见在主的身上都显得,
but in the Lord Jesus all these characters are manifested.
我们的主在地上是个最孤单的人,
On this earth, he was the most lonely person on this earth.
不是他性格孤独。
It is because his substance,
他的那个性格啊，很孤独的。
Oh,
他是一个孤独的。
Character is individual.
不愿与人来往的人。
Oh, he does not want to mingle with people.
我们的主他喜欢与人在一起。
Our Lord wants to mingle with people.
但是人不明白他。
But they do not understand.
因为他说看见的比人多。
Because he sees more than the rest.
因为他向神的忠心比人大。
Because he is more faithful to the Lord.
所以你看见我们的主在地上非常的孤单。
So you can see that when he was on earth, he was very lonely.
但是他愿意走着孤单的道。
But he was willing to walk this lonely way.
我们的主在地上被人弃绝。
He was rejected when he was on this earth. Misunderstood.
甚至于被人钉在十字架上。
And even crucified on the cross.
但是我们的主甘心的。
But he did it willingly.
他为着摆在面前的喜乐。
For the joy set aside before him.
他就轻看一切的羞辱。
He despised all the shame.
忍受十字架。
Endure the cross.
现在就坐在神的宝座。
And now he sits at the right hand of the Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主耶稣在地上做领袖的时候。
When the Lord was on this earth as the leader.
有没有试探？
Was he tempted?
圣经说,
the scripture says,
他在凡事上受了试探,
he was tempted in all things,
但是没有犯罪,
but without sin.
我们不要以为说我们的主在地上他是没有试探的。
So do not think that the Lord never was tempted.
所以他那样完全。
So he was so perfect.
不,
no,
他也是一个人。
He was a man.
虽然他里面没有罪性,
even though he has no sin.
但是他受种各样的试探。
But he was tempted with, by all,
凡是人所受的试探他都受过了。
All the temptations we are being tempted, he was tempted as well.
你所受的试探不过是一部分。
Your temptation is only a part.
我所受的试探也是有限。
My temptation also very limited.
但是主耶稣把世界人所有的试探大都被试探过。
But he all the temptations of humanity came upon him.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he was not sin.
这个就是他的荣耀。
This is his glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在这里看见。
Here we see.
当我们的主在世界上的时候。
When he was on the earth.
虽然他是神的儿子，
even though he was the son of God，
虽然他能叫死人复活，
and even though he could raise
people
from the dead，
虽然他能有五饼两条鱼叫五千人吃饱，
and even though he can multiply five loaves of fishes to feed thousands，
不是因为他有这样的大的工作，
and not because he has such a great work，
我们的主就骄傲起来。
The Lord became proud.
以为自己了不起。
Although he's somebody.
我们知道我们的主从来没有骄傲。
The Lord was never one moment.
他永远
proud.
是柔和谦卑。
And he is always meek and lowly.
他也没有嫉妒。
There was no jealousy or envy in him.
当他的门徒为着他嫉妒的时候。
So when the disciples was jealous for him,
他说：“你们不要为着我嫉妒。”
Is it don't jealous for me?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们的主在世界上，
our Lord who is on earth,
也受过人的拥护。
He was being popular to some people.
在他工作初期的时候，
at the beginning of his work,
他是受世人的欢迎。
And he was welcomed by many.
但是不因着世人的欢迎，
because he was welcomed by the multitude,
他就迷糊了。
And he became confused.
当人要用他做王的时候，
and so when they want to set him up as king,
他用五个饼两条鱼叫五千人吃饱。
So when he feed the 5,000 with five loaves and two fishes,
那这些人说粮食问题解决了。
And he said our material food is solved.
我们也不必工作了。
We don't need to work.
我们都有饭吃了。
We all have food to eat.
所以他们要我们的主做王。
And so they want to set him up as king.
你这连门徒也盼巴不得主做王。
And the disciples also desire very much for him to be king.What the Lord replied?
门徒打发走。
He removed the disciples first.
你们这些门徒如果在这里的话，
if you're here around,
你们也要在那里勉强我做王。
And you will force me to become a king.
所以把门徒打发走。
He sent them away.
把所有的人都打发走。
And he sent all the rest away.
他自己去祷告。
He went up and prayed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
成功不能叫他骄傲。
Success.Did not bring pride into his life.
不能叫他失去他 他的身份。
It did not loses his dignity.
我们看见。
We see here.
我们的主虽然是神的儿子。
Our Lord, even though he's the Son of God.
神的儿子不会错。
God's Son can never be wrong.
It's infallible.
Infallible.
神的儿子不会错的。
God's Son is infallible.
但是他来做人的时候。
But when he became a man,
他怎么说？
What did he say?
他说。
He say.
那一个日子，那一个时辰。
When that time comes,
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
天使也不知道。
Not even the angel.
人子也不知道。
Even the Son of Man.
只有父知道。
Only the Father knows.
是不是我们的主是不可缺少的呢？
Is the Lord indispensable?
当然他是不可缺
少。Of course he is indispensable.
但是从另外一方面来说，
But from other point of view,
他知道他在地上的时间有限。
He knows his time on his earth was limited.
所以他训练他的门徒。
And so he trained his disciples.
当他走的时候，
So when he was taken up,
他的门徒在哪里继续？
And the disciples continue his work.
并不是说因为他不可缺少。
Not because he is indispensable.
他就永远在地上不可缺
少。So he stay on this earth forever.
我们看见他还是升到天。
And he ascended to heaven.
所以所有关于属灵领袖，我们所交通的。
And so all this matter regarding spiritual fellowship we've been sharing so far.
我们看见在主的身上就显得完全。
We see they are perfectly manifested in the person of the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们今天需要望端于基督。
We need to look at the Lord Jesus.
让我们不要在这里看人。
We are not here to look at man.
我们要在这里看我们。
We have to look at the Lord Jesus.
如果你愿意神在你身上有工作，
If you desire God to do a work in your life,
也愿意神的工作从你身上能出去。
And if you desire God's work to work through you.
你需要一直看见耶稣。
You need to look at him all the time.
一直看见主耶稣。
Constantly beholding him.
你看见他到一个地步。
You look to him to a degree.
其他的东西都不看见。
You see nothing else.
他是创始成终。
Because he is the author and perfecter of our faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主在这里对我们说的话。
The Lord is saying to us.
说来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
在主工作开始的时候。
When the work began.
他在加利利的海边。
At the Sea of Galilee.
他呼召彼得。
He called Peter.
来跟从。
Come and follow me.
彼得跟了主三年多之久。
Peter followed him for 3 years.
等到主复活了。
Until the resurrection.
在基比利亚的海边。
At the Sea of Tiberias.
主再向他的门徒显现。
And the Lord revealed himself again to the disciples.
主把工作托付。
The Lord entrusted the work to Peter.
牧养我的羊。
Feed the lamb.
你爱我吗？
If you love me,
我养我的。
Feed my sheep.
说完之后，
And at the end,
他最后对彼得所说的话，
He told Peter,
来跟从我。
Follow me.
亲爱的弟兄，
Brothers and sisters,
今天，
Today,
我们就是一直跟从我们的。
We are here to follow the Lord.
在我们还没有开始工作之前，
Before we begin the work,
我们要跟从。
We need to follow him.
就是今天有工作已经托付在我们身
上。Even though the work is entrusted to us,
我们还得跟从我们。
We still need to follow him.
我们一直要跟从他。
We have to follow him.
我们一直看着他。
We need to continue to see him.
这样的话，
This way,
我们才能在神的旨意的里面。
Then we can, in God's will,
蒙怜悯，
obtain mercy,
有那一个小小的一份。
And we can share a little bit.
我们能被神使用。
If we can be used by the Lord,
能叫基督在万有上居首。
Allow the Lord to have the place in all things.
能把万有都在基督里同归。
And all things, or that all things may be summed up in Him.
能叫教会成了基督的身体。
So that the church can become the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充。
The fullness of Him that fills all things.
亲爱的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters,
我们需要知道。
We need to know
神永远的旨意。
God's eternal purpose.
与今天我们在地上的侍奉。
In its relation to our service today.
是有紧密的关系。
There is an intimate relationship.
绝对不能分开。
We cannot separate them.
所以愿神赐恩给我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a prayer.
我们的主，我们的神， 我们感谢赞美你给我们有这一个六天的功夫、
yes.
一同聚集在你的面前，一同来等候你，一同来仰望你。哦，我们的主啊，我们巴不得因着我们这样的聚集，我们实在看见了我们的主耶稣，看见我们的主耶稣乃是那完全的领袖。
Amen.
他不但在前面领导我们，并且他是创始也是沉重的主耶稣。
Amen.
我们的主啊，如果今天你怜悯我们，要我们在你的工作上有份，叫我们也能被你使用来完成神那永远的旨意，我们的主啊，我们就求求你叫我们能看见我们的主耶稣。
Amen.
我们就求求你叫我们能把自己放在主的手里、
嗯、
让他照着他自己的旨意、
Amen.
来把我们磨成他的形象。我们的主啊，我们实在承认说，如果不是你在我们的里面成形的话，我们就没有办法在外面做你的工作。
Amen.
所以我们的主啊，我们要再一次来到你的面前、
嗯、
我们求求你开我们的眼睛，让我们注目仰望主耶稣。
Amen.
主啊，你不让我们见一人，只见主耶稣。主啊，你让我们天天时时刻刻你开通我们的耳朵，能听见你的声音。
Amen.
这是道路，行在其中。我们的主啊，我们承认说，凭着我们自己我们不能、
Amen.
我们一无所有。主啊，越过我们越感觉我们不能。
Amen.
我们的主啊，我们赞美感谢你，因为你是万能的主。
Amen.
我们要依靠你。
Amen.
我们真是愿意看见你永远的旨意早早的成就。
Amen.
我们真是愿意看见基督做万有之首。
Amen.
我们真是愿意看见教会与基督能联合。
Amen.
我们的主啊，能得做一个荣耀的教会，做你自己的配偶。听我们的祷告。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.